Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, very important website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. It's a site chock full of information. Of what you need to know, and not only that, you go on that site and pre-register, get involved with all of the great webinars and events that come our way, and we have had plenty in March and still more to do, by the way. The Dow yesterday surprised me. It was up all day and dropped 31 at the close, up about 150 or so. As we speak, we'll keep an eye on things there as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville off of Broad Hollow Road. And a good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, we had a good day. Yesterday, stocks finished mostly lower, like you had said, with the S&P 500 logging roughly 3/10 decline for the day. Healthcare was the best sector out of all of them. Up 0.3%, while utilities lagged down 1%. And you looked at European markets, finished a little bit higher, and looked like very good consumer confidence in the country of Germany. So Germany is one of the biggest economies in all of Europe. Very interesting there. So we're also looking, you know, on Friday, the markets closed, which is Good Friday, and it's been a holiday, a New York Stock Exchange holiday for as long as I've been doing this, which is a long time. And you start to see that even though that's there's some pressure to open it on Good Friday, right now it's being resisted. That said, on Friday, the PCE comes out, the personal consumption expenditures, and no matter what the reading will be, which is an inflation reading. Well, no matter what the reading will be, the markets will not be trading. So, but it'll give us an idea. The personal consumption expenditures must have risen about under 3%. They're looking at 2.8% year over year, February over to February, and unchanged from January. How, if that changes, we'll see how things are. They have been adjusting them, They've been hotter than what we thought. So you get the basic news, and Jay, a month later when nobody's watching, you'll see, it's supposed to be 4%. No, it's 4.1. You know, they'll adjust it a little hotter, and let's see if that happens here on the PCE. So what's not being reported? You know, it's a little slower week this week. I'm trying to find some stories. We have some dirt on this and that, so I think it's pretty interesting. But first one I think that is being reported, I think, is, but it'll certainly drive a lot of people who haven't been there in a long time to go there. McDonald's. McDonald's will be selling Krispy Kreme.
So
I think that's a great story because it's hard to find. You could buy Krispy Kreme at 7-Eleven at one point, and I forget what happened to that, but that kind of severed. And so now that McDonald's, I here on Long Island, I think they control your diets here in the state of New York. You can't find the Krispy Kreme, but here you can buy it at any McDonald's. So I think that's very, very interesting. Obviously, it'll improve the Krispy Kreme sales tremendously. Mm-hmm. But there was a place that was open in Riverhead for a good period of time, and they closed that. Yeah, so I think that's interesting. More importantly, this disaster yesterday, doing the cybersecurity class last night, a couple of people have asked, we have the 5 steps to protect yourself, on the computer. And, came up, you think that was a cyber attack on the ship. And, it's hard to rule out. I said, I don't have enough information. The ship that hit the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday. But when the lights go out and then the lights come back on, so that's the backup systems, and they shut down, that certainly could be some sort of cyber issue there. Possibly. I mean, I'm not saying it isn't. When I wake up in the morning, if that happens at 1:30 in the morning, and I said my class last night, and at 8:30 in the morning, we have to get the captain involved. If the FBI is there saying, oh, there's no terrorism here, that ship carries a flag. It's not the United States flag. It's not like you could just board that ship all of a sudden. There is some diplomatic issues going on there. I do know that a lot of these ships are riding with, which you don't see reported, they're riding with foreign crews, and a lot of them are very underpaid. They could be Sri Lankan or Filipino or whatever. It's not a U.S. flagged ship. And I can report, not being reported in the media, that Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K, was subject. If you recall, Jay, this is just around COVID. They were hit with a cyber attack where it basically shut their systems down and their data computers. So they have been hit before. That's Maersk Lines. They had to pay a ransom. So they were subject to ransomware, and it basically shut their computers down. So could the lights go out or not, and that things not work, and then come back on, the backup, and they turn off? Yes, they could, and it could just all be mechanical. Obviously, these ships, that was a Panamax, which is the largest ship that can go through the Panama Canal. That's how big that ship is, but it's designed so that it fits right through the Panama Canal. And that the way that works is, could that have been a cyber attack? I don't know, but there is a possibility. You can't rule it out. Let's put it that way. So just from what I saw there. So anyway, that was another thing that being reported. Maybe some people are talking about it. I don't know. But
no, listen,
thing, Jake.
It's an excellent thought. It really is. But, you know, my question is, those ships are designed with anchors. You know, if that happened, why weren't the anchors deployed? And the ramifications now on this, from what I heard, it's like a 6-week reroute of delays. I think about supply chain issues. I think about a mass disruption now in the process here. I don't know what it's going to mean from an economic standpoint on your end, and you can understand it a lot better than I can. I mean, this is going to be a disaster, an absolute disaster.
Here's what's being reported. So that's interesting. This is CNN's website. They're saying, it's going to prevent sugarcane cruises and some vehicles from being transported out of the airport of Baltimore. What they're missing is that the two major ports, not being reported at all, is believe it or not, Jay, here on your show first, you talk to the captain, is that there's coal. Coal is being exported right
now.
So you say, Craig, why is coal being exported? Well, it's going to Europe because Russia shut down their gas to most of European countries due to the battle with Ukraine. So when you see that, they fired up their coal plants and they're buying coal from the United States. So coal, there's only two ports out of the whole country where coal is leaves from, and this is one of them right here. So that's important. We're also shipping out liquid natural gas, not being reported. So we have energy. We are making energy, and it's being shipped out there. That's just two things I noticed in the coverage of all this that are kind of missing.
Excellent. Excellent point there. And I heard that about the coal. Listen, it's the ninth largest one, I think, in the country. It is massively used. Absolutely. It's going to be a big-time disruption here. So, listen, right now it's about the recovery efforts for those six who it looks like lost their lives. Just a horrific situation if you watch this video over and over and again. Just horrific. You know, what can you say? It was a bad day yesterday. I'd say it was a terrible day yesterday. All the way around.
You know, we come to the end of the quarter, Jay, and I think it's funny how the market's just doing well. A little volume is starting to dry up. The third thing I wanted to bring up real quick is DJT stock, which is Donald Trump. They had a special purpose acquisition company, SPAC, that DWAC was called, the Digital World Acquisition Corp. That was initially funded to get some money to get Truth Social started. And now that has done that, it's now gone public. Obviously, the news is out that he's worth, $3 billion more than he was the day before. Although, you know, all the news is reporting he can't touch the money.
Yeah, he can't.
It's locked up for six months. Yeah, you know, you can. I mean, he's the majority shareholder, so I don't think I would hold that. I wouldn't say that. But then I just want to keep them. You know, it's the way they're reporting it. You know, if you own all the shares in the company, and it has to, you have to do that by vote of the company to liquidate, you could. I don't, not that he's going to, but I'm just saying that's a very important issue. But here's the thing: when you look at it, also not being reported, there's a lot of stuff that I'm picking up that I don't think is being reported. Little stuff.
Well, that's why I tell you, you're valuable. The information is fantastic. Go ahead.
So they did cut his bond, right? So we knew that too. So that wasn't going to happen. The state of New York didn't feel that confident about that case in order to pay 9% on $454 million. So that worked out for everybody's favor. That said, the idea with that is that, you know, he's got this product. If you recall, you remember this, Jay, there was something called the Meme Army, M-E-M-E. And these are the people, these are the Redditors and a bunch of people. And remember how the shorts are trying to crush GameStop? You remember that? It wasn't too long ago, Jay.
Yes.
They came in there and they blew these guys out. I mean, the stock went from like $8 to $69. And the people that are betting that the stock will go down started to get crushed, and these big hedge funds were crying on CNBC. It was actually fun to watch. You had Andrew Ross Sorkin and all these characters who interviewing these big hedge fund companies, and the meme army came in. These are just your average investor all jumping in on that. Well, I think that can happen. So this is a very, very cautious tale of capitalism and politics, and this is how you mix a stock with politics. It's going to be very, very interesting going forward just to see what happens. And if there's something that this is unfair treatment, people say, well, this is my way of supporting him. And I have to tell you, I personally received calls to my office about buying some of the Trump stock. So it just came out yesterday, and people were excited. They went through my opinion and all that. So, and I'm not putting a buyout here on your radio show, but very, very interesting, and people have a lot of faith in that company in particular. So I'm just saying that, Jay, there's some emotion. It's very rare when you get, it's hard, you know, you get, when you're buying Heinz stock or something, it's hard to get emotional about ketchup, right? You know, come on. You're buying Con Ed, it's hard to get emotional about Edison. You know, there's nothing really there, but maybe a little bit with Kraft Foods or something. Very few McDonald's we talked about just before, but there is an emotion to this DJT stock. So very, very interesting story. Hey, listen, we have a few days left to get your IRAs you have until April 15th. It's March 27th. Hey, if you're thinking about the Easter weekend and all that, it's a good time to get your family together and talk about these things. Let's get this done before April 15th rolls around. Call our office, 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. If you want to know my personal opinion about this company or that company or whatever, the economy, you feel free to give me a call as well. Or go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com. And you can schedule a consultation, complimentary consultation, I must say, Jay, right on the website. Jay, that's a lot. I know, but there's a lot going on.
That's a phenomenal report you just did for us. So, I mean, really, he gave you everything. Literally in 12 minutes, 11 minutes. He gave you everything. You know, you gave us so much information right now. I'm like, in my head, I'm like a computer right now. The lights are blinking. So that's well done there. And again, nobody more knowledgeable. You got a question? Listen, he just told you, call him. He's easily in play here. He's an accessible guy. I'm not kidding. 631-393-2888. Stock questions, ask. You don't ask, you don't get. Ask. And when you call up, just say you are a morning show listener. And they'll put you in front of the line. Listen to me. Great stuff. And we look forward to your Thursday morning report, my friend.
Yes, Jay. Thank you so much. And we'll chat tomorrow. Let's see what today brings.